Some of these devices look like a flash drive, no bigger than a couple of inches. The smoke or vapor they release has little to no smell. Basically, they're really easy to hide and are a nightmare for educators.
New at 6, a student is expelled from school after getting sick from vaping.
In Spencer Owen Community Schools, about an hour south of Indianapolis, a high school student got sick this fall after vaping a marijuana-laced e-cigarette. He went to the school nurse and was reported to other school officials. Here's the student's mother, Shannon Houck, on RTV6.
How are we supposed to, you know, tell our children, you know, if you have a medical problem, even if it is smoking a vape in school, and I understand that he, you know, did wrong by doing that, but we're teaching them, don't go to the school, you know, officials, don't go to the nurse, because you could get in trouble.
And that's an important question here, because more kids are vaping than ever before. And now there's a debate over how to handle these students. Spencer Owen Community School says it followed policy, and in most Indiana school districts, a student who vapes in school would be suspended or expelled after one or more instances. I asked Dr. Sarah Boslett about this. She's the past president of Indiana's chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics and says adults think this kind of discipline policy will work.
But anyone who's raised a teenager knows that that's not an effective strategy. Teenagers are frustrating and impulsive, and what they respond best to is what's hardest: individual attention and extra effort when they are at risk.
In her practice, Boslett sees students vaping by sixth grade, and she says suspending these students can lead to more dangerous behavior, like vaping at home or using drugs.
And the worst thing you can do is isolate them and exclude them from activities that keep them busy and engaged and connected to their peers.
She says there should be some kind of consequence for vaping: community service, additional education. But Boslett and others argued that suspension isn't the answer.
Yeah, I think school nurses see themselves as the leader on the forefront of this as a health problem.
Deborah Barge, executive director of Indiana Association of School Nurses, told me she's worried about how this sort of discipline can affect students.
That we want them to get their education. We don't want them to lose out on opportunities they have only as a child because they've gotten caught up in this craze, which is just so popular.
Is this a public health issue or is this a discipline issue?
So I think it's somewhere in between. I think what a lot of school nurses are feeling like, it's a mixture.
I'm at Beech Grove Senior High School in Indianapolis, and students dash between classes. Principal Liz Walters says about once a week or so, they catch students with e-cigarettes like those made by Juul. She says students caught the first time face an in-school suspension. That means they have to complete educational materials on vaping, and their parents are included too. They can also be connected to counseling. For a second offense, they'll be suspended out of school.
You'd be hard-pressed to find any school that was not, you know, sort of supplementing those resources with some type of school punishment.
Still, Walter says striking this balance between discipline and help for students is a tough daily conversation. Principals and teachers realize schools are very structured, and at home, students may have much more freedom.
But then eventually, we have to make sure that students recognize they cannot continue to do things in a school environment that is detrimental to the school environment. And that's hard. That is very hard.
Some help for schools might be on the way. Raising the age to buy e-cigarettes and tobacco products from 18 to 21 will be at the forefront of the 2020 Indiana legislative session. A similar federal law has also been proposed. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.